Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The message for today I've entitled, Our God is Awesome. Ezekiel 38:20. The fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the beasts of the field, every creature that moves along the ground, and all the people on the face of the earth will tremble at my presence. The mountains will be overturned, the cliffs will crumble, and every wall will fall to the ground. Years ago, there was a comic strip, and it was entitled Hagar the Horrible. I'm not sure if it's still around or not. I haven't read comics for so long, I'm not sure. But in this one comic strip, Hagar, who was supposedly a Viking warrior, was on the top of a mountain. And he pulled out his sword and began to wave it in the air and exclaim how great he was, that he was the greatest of all of the warriors, and boasting. And suddenly there was a roar of thunder, a flash of lightning, and he was absolutely stunned. And he said, well, maybe not the greatest, maybe second. Oh, we are nothing compared to the mighty power of God. Our God is so totally awesome that we cannot even put into words or even contemplate the awesomeness of God. To think that He has created everything, everything that we see, everything that we can even imagine, was created by God. The earth He created, the heavens He created in just 6 days before He rested on the seventh. Our God is an awesome God. Our God breathed life into this world. Our God is an awesome God. Our God has given us eternal life because He is an awesome God. Our God loved us so much that even though we are so unlovable, He sent His own precious Son into the world, not just to preach, but to die. He became a sacrifice for us. God Himself, in the form of a human known as Jesus Christ, died that we might have eternal life. And all we can say is that our God is awesome. We don't deserve it, but oh, how terribly we need it. We never know from moment to moment just how long the breath that we breathe is going to last. There are those, even within our own family, who are so indifferent to the fact of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I always reflect back upon that scene when Jesus was crucified along with two thieves. Here were three human beings, but one of those human beings was different. He was God in the flesh. He did not have to be there. He willingly was there to pay the price that you and I deserved. He was there to pay the price for those thieves that died alongside Him. And only one recognized His need. And when he asked Jesus to be remembered, Jesus promised that He would be remembered. Because God is awesome. God loves us so much that He gives us His eternal life. And all we have to do is say, thank you, Lord. I don't deserve it, but oh, how I need it. Our God truly is an awesome God. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that we serve a God who is above all of our contemplation of holiness and righteousness and power and dominion, authority. I pray, Lord, that as we live our life, that we will recognize that we are nothing, you are everything. And yet, in our nothingness, we can receive the power of God unto salvation, and not only have it in our own life and for our own well-being, but we can share it with those around us. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, always be acceptable in your sight. For you are our strength. You are our Redeemer. Thank you, Lord. And we pray this in the name of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.